Competitive elections for Congress usually turn on issues important to a particular state or district, but both parties still try hard to figure out what national themes may move voters this November. From time to time this election year, NPR is asking two poll takers, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturff, to measure how voters' views on issues may affect their votes in November. Their latest survey shows that while terrorism and national security get the attention in Washington and in the media, decisions are more likely to turn on domestic matters such as health, schools, and retirement security. NPR national political correspondent Myra Eliason reports.
Midterm elections for Congress rarely turn on foreign policy, unless Americans are fighting and dying overseas. But for a while, the Bush White House thought it had rewritten the rules of political history. In January, with the president's approval ratings at historic levels, his top political adviser, Karl Rove, told a Republican Party meeting in Austin, Texas, that the administration's handling of the war on terrorism would help all Republicans running this fall.
We can go to the American people on winning this war because they trust the Republican Party to do a better job of protecting and strengthening America's military might and thereby protecting America. And we should be proud of the record of our party in doing just that.
Republican candidates were quick to grab onto what they believed were George Bush's brand new coattails. Some started featuring the president in campaign ads like these.
And when President Bush needed a point man in the Senate on missile defense, he turned to Wayne Allard. With a world more uncertain and dangerous, Wayne Allard is an experienced...
Lieutenant Colonel Greg Ganske fights alongside President Bush for a stronger national defense.
According to NPR's new survey, political ads like those may not hurt candidates, but they probably won't help. By large majorities, our poll respondents said this year's congressional elections should be about domestic issues, not national security. When asked which issue is the single most important one facing the United States today, terrorism and national security do top the list. But when we asked people to identify the issues that will determine their vote for Congress, they chose the economy and jobs, Social Security and Medicare, affordable health care, and education. Stan Greenberg, the Democratic pollster who worked on this survey, says the results show that Republicans up for re-election will not benefit from the president's popularity, which our survey demonstrates comes mainly from his handling of foreign policy, not domestic problems.
The Republican attempt to create coattails is likely to be trumped by a Democratic intention to wrap themselves in the war on terrorism, which they supported from the beginning and stand united with the president, and their determination to turn home to domestic issues.
When we asked people which party they preferred for Congress this fall, the result was even. 42% chose the Democrats, 42% chose the Republicans. But when asked which party's domestic priorities they preferred, the Republicans' focus on taxes, the economy, and education, or the Democrats' priorities of education, health care, and retirement security, voters in our survey chose the Democrats' position by 50 to 42%. Stan Greenberg.
The Democrats are winning this on two levels. They're winning it because voters think that both they think and they want to believe that both Democrats and Republicans support the war on terrorism. Democrats will say, we support the president on his war on terrorism. That's why we now have to focus on home affairs and address these, you know, policy issues that are important to Democrats, including health care and education and retirement. And that set of issues defeats the Republican focus on economy, education, and taxes.
Bill McInturff, our Republican pollster, has been telling members of his party in the House that they'll need more than taxes and terrorism to get reelected. The Republican conservative base is energized and united this year, but Republicans need to worry about swing voters, seniors, independents, and women. For McInturff, the NPR survey is a warning.
Then it just tells you the terrorism message is a little bit too thin to carry a campaign, and that you have to broaden the message to those people. The message is very clear. It's education and it's prescription drugs. And I think that the Republican Party will and does have something to talk about in both those issues, and it's something we better do a lot more frequently between now and November.
That's what the Republicans are trying to do by pressing their own prescription drug bill in the House. After the survey results were in, NPR contacted some of the respondents to discuss these issues further. Jim McBride is a senior citizen and an independent. He voted for George Bush in 2000, but now he says he wishes the president would pay more attention to problems at home.
He did the right thing at the beginning and focused everything on terrorism here and abroad, and he did a good job. But I think he's putting too much emphasis on abroad now instead of beefing up our own country.
McBride says the candidate's positions on affordable health care will determine his vote for Congress, and he's made some preliminary judgments about the two parties.
Right now, I'd have to go with the Democrats right now. Their policy is to do more for Medicare and prescription drug for the elderly.
Jerry Helmars is a Republican from North Dakota who also says health care is the most important issue for him this fall, but he's not hearing enough from his own party about it.
I am more a Republican than I'm a Democrat, but the Democrats, they're bringing that issue up much more than even the potential candidates that are running on the Republican side here. They're just not bringing it out.
Tracy Martin is a suburban mom from Madison, Connecticut, who wants this election to be about education and health care. So far, the Democrats have her attention.
I think they have a better handle on everyday people. Sometimes I think the Republicans have some good ideas, but it doesn't really trickle down to most of us. I think the Democrats have a little better handle on the middle class.
Most of the people we polled said they were pleased that both parties were united in the war on terrorism, and they said they felt little need to hear about that issue during the campaign. Unless the country is hit by another terrorist attack or becomes involved in a military conflict before November, it's unlikely voters will change their insistence that the fall elections be about the bread-and-butter issues that matter to them. But our Republican pollster, Bill McInturf, says foreign policy, especially a vexing issue like the Middle East, can complicate a congressional election by sucking all the oxygen out of the room.
It just sucks up and fills a vacuum so that no other public policy message gets heard. Democrats don't want that environment. They want to be able to kind of have an environment which they can present their story. Republicans want to talk about what we're going to do. And so from a political standpoint, the Middle East issue, however contentious, however difficult, is not something anybody wants in the middle of a campaign.
This is what President Bush has been discovering. His advisors pay attention to polls, too, and they are eager to have the president shift his focus away from foreign affairs. But even the president's big megaphone can be drowned out by the tidal wave of news about Israel, Afghanistan, and terrorism. This month, the president began traveling the country, calling attention to the education reform bill he signed back in January. The White House considers the bill one of the president's major achievements, but they've learned that few voters are even aware the new law exists. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.